Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't
three words. Tell this nation what we are talking about. They all speak words. You don't need to have a great vocabulary to utter. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. They are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. Down in Alabama, in Georgia, South Carolina,
hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in calm motion turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're going to
say. What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Saturday night, you know what happens on Saturday night? You get the experiencing spiritual unity and meditation with the host himself, the brother like no other, the man with the information, the degradation, the conversation, and the, we're going to call it the congregation. We're going to put all those together right there for him. And put your hands together for the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Give him a nice hand. Welcome into the studio.
Yes, indeed, my brother Ron. Glad to be able to come on board and share some good information with our people about how we can really improve ourselves and our situations that we see in our community as well. Yes, indeed. So basically today I was looking at not only just coming together in unity spiritually, but also financially, because these are things that are very important as well, because in our community, one of the biggest problems is poverty. And when you're looking at situations where you see, you know, many of our people in jail and out on the streets and things of that sort, a lot of that is due to the fact that poverty is one of the problems that are affecting our people. And that's one of the reasons why today we're going to have two programs that we're going to talk about that can help to eliminate that poverty problem for many of our people. And that's the thing, because, you know, we don't need to be in the dungeon of poverty and dealing with a lot of the negativity that poverty ends up, you know. What we need to be dealing with is wealth, prosperity, and great abundance that could come into our lives and improve our lives in many different ways. So these are things that, you know, these two programs that can definitely be a great and wonderful benefit to our people. And this is something that we need to consider, because as I said before, you know, being a consumer is one thing where you're just buying things, whether it's food, clothing, you know, a car, or, you know, different things like that, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Of course, you need food to eat. So you can't say, well, now you should stop eating. We're not saying nothing crazy like that to you. But what we are saying to you is that being consumer is one thing that we do as a people. But one of the things that we really need to do as well to add on to that, and then even as a consumer, one of the things that we need to do is learn how to spend our money in a more positive way. Because if we're going to spend all our money in everybody else's community and neglect to spend money in our community, that's not a good thing at all. Our community needs to also have our people to purchase, whether it's products or services, from the people in our community, so we can financially empower our people as well. So that's a very important thing. And another thing is, if our people, which most of us don't have the listing of different, you know, products and different services that exist in the United States and also even in other countries, there is a program called the Black Buy Movement. And that's very important, very powerful program. And if any of you are interested, as I said, you could definitely give me a call on that, and I would be more than glad to share with you the information on how you can get that number of different listings and different services that our people have available for us. But unfortunately, one of the reasons why, again, most of us don't even deal with purchasing and services that are in our community is because we don't know the listings of those different products and services. So, again, the buy movement will give you that listing. And, again, I would be more than glad to share that with you. So give me a call at this number, 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. And I would be more than glad to share the information of the Black Buy Movement so you can participate in, again, spending wisely. Because they said the other year, which was really sad to hear, they said that our people spent 97% of our consumer money in other communities and only 3% in our community. And that's really sad to hear because, you know, we almost left out our community 100%, which is ridiculous. But that shows that we're not really conscious of how important it is to empower our community by purchasing in our community. So that's something that's very important that we could definitely take advantage of. But again, the number where you could call me at so that you can get more information on the Black Buy Movement is, again, 914-979-6372. Also, there's another program that is really, as they say, on the money. And this is a doubling and tripling program where you could actually put in money into this investment program. And within 5 weeks to a month and sometimes even 2 months, you know, depending on how large the amount of money that you're investing into it, you can find out that that money will be able to be doubled and tripled into your account. And that's a good thing. So this is something that is very important as well. And the way that this program works is that, you know, as the brother, his name is Minister Vincent. Minister Vincent had a, you know, time because he's been involved with this for about 40 years. And he said when he first started out in it, it was a situation where the people that were in this kind of program, they actually wanted him to put up at least $5,000 to get involved. And he was saying, wow, that's leaving a lot of our people out of the picture because most of our folks can't afford to put up $5,000 into an investment program. And he went back to the owner and director of that program and said with him that, hey, come on, man, if you lower the amount so that it could be an easier amount for people to come out of their pocket and get involved with, then this will be something that could really have a huge impact on getting, you know, thousands of more people involved. And he said the good thing about this is that once people can come down to a comfortable amount where they can easily afford to invest in it, he said that this would really be something that you'll find, like I said, many more people wanting to get involved with your program. And he asked him when he'd come down to, like, you know, $25, $50, and if he could do that instead of the $5,000, he said, you'll find a lot more people willing to get involved with the program. And the owner of the program said, boy, I don't know. You know, $5,000 is a good amount, but maybe you're right. Maybe this could be good in regards to getting a lot more people involved and, you know, being able to make even more money. So he did. He was able to talk him into coming down to $25 to get involved into the program, and that was good. And the other side of it is, too, that you should know is that you don't have to bring, you know, 4 or 5, 10 or 20 people into the program in order for you to make money with it, because that's another thing. A lot of times with that being the case, you know, the pyramid programs that they got out here are the scam programs where people actually, you know, do bring in 10 or 20 people or, you know, even if it's just 6 or 8. But the bottom line is that, you know, you have to bring all of those people in, and that's how that program makes money off of you, you know, whereas with this one, you could actually come in as an individual where you don't even have to bring another person involved at all. So if you did decide to put up 50, 100, or 500, you could do that. Or if your funds are tight right now and $25 or $50 are, you know, more suitable for you, you could deal with it on the low end with that as well. And like I said, you know, in 2 or 4 weeks, you could be in a situation where you can double that money. If it's 25, you'll get 50. If it's 50, you could get 100, you know, and it just, the list just goes on and on. But the beautiful thing about this, not only can you just double it that one time, you can also reinvest that money, even if it was, went from 50 to 100, and then from 100 to 300, you could put that, reinvest that money back into it until you build it up into the thousands of dollars. And that's a good thing, because once you build it up into the thousands of dollars, you could utilize that money for rent money. You could utilize that money for purchasing a house. You could utilize that money for getting a car. You could utilize that money to invest in programs that can bring you into even the millions of dollars. And these are things that we can really talk about more in detail on the million side, you know, but first, starting from scratch, even if you don't have 500 or 5,000 to put in, you could start off with $25 or $50 and then work your way up into the thousands of dollars. And then once you get into the thousands, that's when, again, you could have that monthly income coming in, whether it's $1,500, whether it's $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 a month, and utilize that monthly income as money, again, to pay your mortgage on a house or to also pay your rent. And instead of being stuck in a room or in a one bedroom where you got, you know, a whole bunch of people in that room with you, you could actually get a larger, you know, space, whether it's a two-bedroom or three-bedroom apartment, and deal with it from there. And that's where that $3,000 or that, you know, $5,000 could be of benefit to you as well, to be able to increase your ability to have a larger space. And even, doesn't even have to stay in an apartment. It could actually even be a house. So these are some things that could be very beneficial, you know, for living. And also, as I said, if you wanted to really be a strong investor, you could take those thousands of dollars and increase it up into the 30s and the 50s and even into the hundreds of thousands. And that's another thing that you can do with this program. And then from there, there's ways that you could actually turn it into the millions of dollars as well. And this is something, as I said before, being that most of our people do not get involved with investing, they're just consumers, they don't even deal with these type of great opportunities. But these are things that our people truly need to know, that these are things that can really help our money grow into a very beneficial opportunity for us. So this is something that can really help, and we need to, like, really awaken ourselves to the ability to do these things. And once we start to see that this is something that can be of great benefit to us, that's a good thing. And one of the reasons why, you know, I am really, you know, feeling good about this particular program is because I've got involved with it, and in getting involved with it and investing my money into it, I've already seen the benefit of getting that doubling and tripling coming back into my hand, into my possession. And that's a good thing, because unfortunately, in getting involved with the wrong programs, you know, you put your money into it and you don't never get a dime, a nickel, or a penny back because it's a scam program. But the good thing about it is when you've already gotten involved with it and you got money coming back into your possession, that's a good thing. And that can help you tremendously because, as I said before, you could build your way up from 25 into the thousands or even into the hundreds of thousands. And that's not even, you know, something that might work. That's something that I'm already seeing as working because I started off with $200 and now I'm into thousands of dollars. And that's a good thing because being involved with this, you know, and being able to go from just a few hundred dollars into the thousands of dollars, that shows you that this program can really be beneficial. So I just want to make sure that you know that this is an opportunity that could help your money grow into really being very beneficial to you. And it could even be beneficial to friends and family members as well. It's just a matter of, you know, you checking it out first and seeing that this is something that's for real. And then after you see that it's real, then you can get other people involved with it as well so that they can take advantage of, you know, the financial benefit that comes out of it. So anyway, these are things that, you know, we definitely need to know and can help our financial situation truly grow. And also, we're going to be having shortly, you know, another speaker that will be coming on, and he's going to be talking about, you know, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and things of that sort, and how his program can be very beneficial as well. And he's been involved with this for quite a while also. And cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and all of that can be a great benefit to our people as well. Because when you invest in these different coins and get involved with them, you can start to see how your money can double and triple and even more than that. But the bottom line is that, you know, you just need to, you know, follow the training of what they're telling you in regards to what would be the best coins to invest in and start to see the benefit of that as well. And when Brother Frank comes on to talk about that, you know, we'll have an opportunity for him to go over everything in regards to that, and we'll be able to see that this can be a great and wonderful opportunity as well. And that's cryptocurrency, and that's dealing with Bitcoin and many of the other coins, gold and silver coins that are out there, and how you can invest in those coins and make some serious money as well. So, again, these are things that we really need to start to, you know, take a serious look at, because investing in our money into different programs that really work can really have a huge impact on helping us to turn a lot of the negative things that we're seeing out there, you know, in our community, turn it all the way around. And that's really important because, you know, these are things that have been very beneficial in the white community for years. And that's the thing. Many people that have even become multimillionaires, one of the things that many of them have done, they've invested into different investment programs that work. And that's the thing. Finding the right programs is very important. And if you find those programs, some of those programs can, you know, within a month's time can bring about you getting a, you know, $1,000, you know, a month. And some of them can even get you, you know, $1,000 a day. And some of them can even get you $1,000,000 within a month, you know. But the bottom line is having access to those programs and knowing how these programs can be very beneficial and how you can tap into them is very important. So all I can say at this time is that, you know, when we start to really take a serious look at this and know for a fact that investing programs that are for real can really be a good deal for us to get involved with is something that we really need to take a serious look at. Because instead of just buying this and buying that and buying, and spending your money on different products and services, and like I said before, that's not a bad thing to do. You know, you got to survive and eat, and you got to be able to get different clothing and all of that. So there's nothing wrong with that. But the bottom line is also spending your money wisely on different investment programs that can bring in different streams of income. Like I said before, there are millionaires out there, and they have, you know, 5, 7, 8 different streams of income bringing in, you know, thousands of dollars and, you know, hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars into their possession. And the way that they've done that is by finding good programs that can, you know, be very beneficial to them. And the thing about it is, like I said, one of the things that has kept many of our people out of these programs is that, you know, you had to have, again, thousands of dollars to invest, like 5, 10, 20,000 that you could put into the program. And if you couldn't start off with that, then you couldn't get involved with it. But that's the thing that I told you before. If you even have this $25 in this other program that I was telling you about, you could get started with $25 and you could build your way up into the thousands and into the hundreds of thousands. And that's a good thing because, you know, like I said before, that does not keep you locked out of the situation. Because if your money is not really where you're, you know, making, you know, a good amount of money every week, and money's kind of tight with you, to put up $25 is not going to cause you to go bankrupt or to go to jail or something crazy like that. Putting up $25 will open the door for you to get started, and then depending on whether you just want to stop with a monthly payment of $1,500, $3,000, $5,000 a month, that's up to you. You could just deal with it like that. Or you could deal with it from the perspective where you want to continue to invest and reinvest until you build your way up into the hundreds of thousands. So these are things that are very important. And I'm glad to see that this is a great opportunity for you and for me and people in our community. So anyway, this is something that can be very beneficial, and we'd definitely like you to participate in getting involved, because in so doing, you'll start to see how this can be a great and wonderful opportunity. Anyway, Brother Ron, do you see someone on that, you know, may be interested in coming on board at this time?
Your mic is open. 1, 2, 6, 4, unmute yourself. I don't know if you can hear me. 571-264, unmute yourself. Okay, 929-586.
Yes, good evening, good evening.
Good evening,
Dr. Ben. Dr. Robinson, it's good to hear you this evening. I'm going to be listening, but I have to tell all listeners out here that Dr. Ben has been stalwart in locating these opportunities for us to invest in and to uplift ourselves financially and spiritually. In these days that we need as much help as we can. And I would recommend to keep in touch and keep listening to the station on Saturdays and Black Billionaires Club on Friday nights, because now these are not just, this is not about music, this is not or anything else like that. This is talking about things that can increase your life, your livelihood, you know, your life, because I know that we all have problems with medical bills and such and so on. So thank you so much, Dr. Ben, Dr. Robinson, for pushing these opportunities. And, you know, we got in, I'm definitely involved. We got to keep on pressing, keep on talking, keep on preaching the word of life and move on so that our people, the more you hear it, the more you can repeat it, the more, you know, and so on. So keep on doing what you're doing, Dr. Ben and Dr. Robinson, and may the Most High take a licking to you.
Okay, brother. Well, I do appreciate that, and I'm glad to see that you're involved with it as well, because these are things that could help our financial situation really work out well. And the good thing about it is, even if we don't have, like I said before, $5,000 or $10,000 to invest in these programs, it's okay. You can always start off with just as little as $25 or $50, and that's a good thing. So the bottom line is, in having these opportunities, you know, at our, you know, ease to get involved, that's a good thing. Because as the brother, Minister Vincent, was saying, when he first ran across these programs, they wanted $5,000, you know, in order for you to get started. And not everybody in our community can really deal with that. Unfortunately, most of them, you know, won't even, you know, think about that, because that's a lot of money to put up. And they feel that that might be something that might not work out, and they don't want to lose that. But when you're starting off with, even if it's just $100, $200, $300, $500, you know, and then you're building your way up into the thousands, it's a lot easier for you to get involved, and it makes things a lot easier for us to make some serious money. So thanks again, my brother, for, you know, coming on and sharing your comment. And hopefully those that are listening right now will definitely understand that this is something that can really be a life-changing opportunity financially for us to see. But all we have to do is even test it out with a few dollars, and you'll be able to see that this is something that can really be a great opportunity for you, me, and our community. Yes, indeed. So, Brother Ron, do you have anyone else?
571-264, open your mic. 571-264, your mic is open. Just continue.
Five, seven, one. Are you there? Okay. Yeah, because, you know, that's another thing, too. I, you know, do have some folks that are in the process of getting involved. So I am, you know, glad to see that, you know, these are things that will open up the door for us to really improve our financial situation. And once we start to really, you know, get involved, we'll be able to see the benefits. And that's something that's really great. But 571, are you available to talk right now? Okay, well, I guess we'll catch you on the rebound then another time, since you can't come on, you know, the mic with us now. Did you have anybody else at this time, Ron?
Not at the moment.
Okay. All right. So basically, getting back to this once again, one of the things that, you know, I really did enjoy about this too was that there were certain amounts of money that they would even allow you to triple your money on. And that was if you were dealing with it, you know, from, you know, a $500 perspective, you know, which is still, you know, a low amount. It's a big difference from $500 to $5,000, you know. So, but the bottom line is you could go into the, you know, thousands of dollars off of that $500. And, you know, because if you go three times $500, that's $1,500. And that shows you there that, you know, you're not just touching base on doubling your money, but you're going in and tripling your money. And there's a few other amounts that allow the tripling as well, but most of it is a doubling program. So it's not a situation where every time you put up money, you're going to be tripling your money. The majority of the times when you're dealing with this, you're going to be doubling your money, not tripling it. And that's still a good thing, because even if you put up, you know, $1,000 and you turn that $1,000 into $2,000, that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing, you know. But that's something that could be very beneficial as well. And then from there, you know, you could either pull out and just say, oh, geez, I just made $1,000. I'm going to say adios now, you know. Or you could say, wait a minute, if I could just make $1,000 on this in, let's say, 5 weeks, then, you know, I could put this money back in and from $2,000 go to $4,000, then $4,000 go to $8,000, then from $8,000 I could go into, what, you know, $16,000, you know, now this would be great, you know. So these are things that you could start to do on the low end and build your way up into the thousands. And then, you know, after you get into, you know, the doubling of it, or even if you get to go up to 16 and then you doubling that, you know, because 2 times 15 is 30. So 2 times 16 is 32, you know. And that's something that's, you know, good, you know, for you, that you'll be able to utilize, you know, that money. And it will take a couple of months to get there, but the bottom line is that, you know, you just went from $500 to 30, you know, $34,000, $32,000, which is a great thing to see. And that's why it's very important that, you know, we can utilize this money to definitely be a great benefit to us, you know, as far as investing. And one thing for sure, once we start to see that this is not a joke, but something that is for real, and we're going to start to see great beneficial opportunities coming to us, and that's a good thing. So all I can say at this time is in us really starting to see that this can be a great opportunity for us to, you know, get involved, that can be a good thing. And, you know, as I said before, even as consumers, you know, one of the things that we truly need to start to see is that instead of just spending our money in every other community, whether it's the white community, whether it's the Asian community, whether it's the Hispanic community or other communities that are in our community, we need to start to repurchase different products and services within our own community. But like I said, I couldn't even believe that, you know, we as a people, the 50 million people here in the United States, you know, we spent 97% of that money that we actually consume and deal with, we spent majority of that money out in other communities and only spent 3% of that in our community. And that was, again, one of the things that was very important, because it actually changed the situation in China. Because, as I said before, with the Chinese people, they were really dealing with, you know, poverty in their communities as well. and it was having a huge impact on, you know, hurting their folks. But the good thing about it with them was that they actually, you know, had a meeting and started to talk to their people about, hey, come on, man, we can't keep, you know, spending all our money outside of our community. We need to start spending money within our community, and this way we'll start to empower our community. And that was a good thing, because in them actually spending their money inside their community, whether it was services like for a lawyer or whether it was to actually get a contractor, engineer or something to that extent, they started dealing with the services and with the product, you know, and being that that was the case, when they started dealing with that, they started benefiting on empowering their community because, you know, the Chinese, I don't know if you know that or not, but I think it's like 1.5 to 2 billion people here in this world, you know, are Chinese people. And the thing about that with them is that that group of people started spending money amongst themselves. So that put billions of dollars back into their community. And being that it did, it not only billions, but trillions of dollars back into their community. And being that it did, it had a huge impact on really empowering the Chinese people. And that's the same thing that can happen this way with our people. Instead of spending millions and billions of dollars in other communities, we could start to spend millions and billions of dollars back in our community as well. And in so doing, what will happen is that will financially empower our community. And instead of, you know, having to beg for money and having to see what we can do, it's 100% better when you don't have to beg for money. It's 100% better when you are capable and able to utilize the money that you have in your hand, and you're just utilizing it and spending it in a way of wisdom instead of just spending it in general. And that's something that we need to awaken to. Our people spending money in our community is very, very, very important. And once we start doing that, we're going to really have a huge impact on helping our people. Because right now, the way that things are, you know, going, because we lack the knowledge and the wisdom of how important it is to empower ourselves by investing in ourselves, that's the reason why when you look in our community and see it run down the way it is, we need to definitely turn that situation around. And I'm not saying that it's very easy for us to do that, because the sad thing about even being in the Black community, many times you will see huge amounts of white businesses, Asian businesses, Hispanic businesses in our community, and you'll see very little Black businesses. And the reason why Black businesses aren't there in large numbers is because they really don't want, you know, our community to have large number of businesses. And that's a problem on our part as well, because we need to come together in unity financially and start to finance our Black businesses to be able to empower our community as well. And once we start to do these things, that would be great, because then we'll start to see a brand new community, you know, shining brightly for you, me, and folks that really want to, you know, be a benefit, because, you know, we don't need to just keep spending and spending and spending outside of our community. We need to start spending within our community. And then by dealing with that from that perspective, we'll start to see a awesome and amazing new reality. And that will will be a good thing. Because in doing that, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, is definitely something that we need to awaken to. Because when, just like the Chinese, when they really started to focus on a movement of purchasing Chinese products and services and staying focused on doing that, that's when their poverty situation really started to change. And that's really great to know that if it could work for them, it could definitely work for us. But that's something that we need to focus on and know that it's not something that, I'm not buying nothing black. Why should I? I don't care. No, you should care. And by knowing that you do that, what will happen is it will definitely empower your community to not be struggling in poverty, but to be financially empowered financially. And that's a good thing. So these are things that we can do that will bring about a great and wonderful new opportunity to me, you, and folks in our community too. And we need to just start to think about that. Even though sometimes, you know, in a black store, a product might, you know, cost a little more, it's still worthwhile doing that and running to that Asian, Hispanic, or white store and deal with the same product. Because this way, you are putting money back into the hands of your people, and that's a good thing. So just keep that in mind. Again, the Black Buy movement is very important, and by us getting involved in that program, it will give you a list of different products here in this country and black products around the world so that you can get involved with that and really have a huge impact on helping our people. So keep that in mind, because once we start to do what the Chinese did and really start to buy black, when actually Asian products, and also Asian services, and you see the huge impact of how it really had a huge impact on helping their people, it can definitely help ours as well. So,
we're gonna,
Brother Ron,
you want to take calls?
You have someone else that's coming in?
929-475. Your mic is open.
Hello?
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 Yeah, can you hear it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to go back on mute. I'm so sorry.
So did you have something you wanted to say before you go back?
No, I'm here for the crypto with my brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And, so in regards to what you heard, in regards to us giving, you know, purchasing different products and services within our community, do you think that's a good idea or not really?
Absolutely. I mean, I was just looking on the – I have a reel on IG that, you know, we – I mean, if you're talking about the inner city communities and whatnot, and low income, we have this image that we want to look good, and we will pay whatever it is outside of our community to get that. But that money that we put out there is not going back into the community. Like, for instance, Louis Vuitton. How many of us, you know people or someone who would die or, you know, would do something pretty drastic to get a Louis Vuitton. But it's like, you know, I would rather have $1,000 in a plastic bag, and this is what the guy was saying, than $1,000 bag with $100. So, yeah, it's very important that we continue to have that mindset, you know, of moving our finances or our the provisions and the money that we make back into the communities where they need the help, you know, to where we can reinvest. You know, everyone else is doing it, you know. This is how they got to this point, you know, with all of this, blocking off, you know, trying to get housing and a certain person can get a loan and a certain person can't get a loan, you know. They've sectioned off, you know, areas. It's very important, you know. I mean, they do it. We should be doing it for the low-income areas, absolutely. Thank you for the share.
And thank you for sharing that with us. Yes, indeed. Okay. And Brother Ron, did you have anybody else at this time?
No, continue right on. I will inform.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we have another brother going to be coming on shortly, and he's going to be talking about the cryptocurrency and how it works and different coins and things and how his particular program can be very beneficial as well. And he should be on in the next 5 or 7 minutes. And when he does come on, then, we'll bring him on to talk about that. But anyway, these are things that are all... I'm sorry, go ahead. Say that again.
29457, he said he's representing with his brother, cryptocurrency.
Right.
Correct.
That's the brother that's going to be coming on soon.
Yeah, but you gotta, that might be his brother representing the cryptocurrency, I'm saying.
Oh, you see a new caller coming on. Okay, well, let's see what happens with that person. With
no, 929475. Is your brother representing cryptocurrency?
Yeah. He Frank. He's going to be coming on here soon. And he gave me the link because I'm looking forward to hearing what he has
to
say.
Dr. Ben Diamond Bridges. That's the brother of the guy representing the cryptocurrency that you're waiting for.
Correct.
That's Frank Hines. Mhm. So when he comes on, he's gonna go over his program, how it works, and how people can benefit, you know, in dealing with cryptocurrency, and how it can be a great benefit for our folks. We just need to know the proper steps to take in order to get into it, and make some nice money out of it. You know, so that's something that I'm, really looking forward to. Once again, to hear my brother speak on, and then that's going to open the door for many folks to get into the cryptocurrency and make some nice cash on that as well. So he should be coming on, like I said, in the next 5 or 8 minutes, and when he does, that would be great. So that cryptocurrency can definitely be something that has helped a lot of people make some serious money in the past, and it could definitely make some serious money now. But again, you just need to know how. That's the thing. Yeah, so Frank will be on shortly, and when he comes on, we'll see what we can do to, really start to move forward on this to make some money come through for me, you, and our community, too. Yes, indeed. Yeah, so... And that's another thing, cryptocurrency, the coins, it can cause your money to double and triple and even do more than that. Because sometimes people have 300 to buy a coin, and then, a couple of weeks later, that value of that coin has gone up into the thousands of dollars, And that's really interesting when you could, first invest it into, like, say, 250, and then 5 minutes later, well, not really 5 minutes, but, a couple of weeks later, you can see that same coin that you invested in is worth 3,000 or 5,000, you know, dollars, and that's like, hey, that's nice, you know, because that's increased the amount of money greatly, and that's a good thing. And, you know, you also have to be aware, though, that sometimes not only do coins go up, but they do come down. And one of the things that I remember being taught on that is being that there are other coins that are already up there, you could also switch over your investment money into another coin. And that way, just in case that coin keeps going down, you don't have to lose any money. But there's a number of different ways you can deal with it so that, you know, you can definitely make sure that your money stays up on high there. And that's an important piece, too, because, you know, sometimes we invest in that one coin, and even though that coin goes really down and crashes, you know, that causes us to lose money. But if we take that coin and then we switch over to other coins that are up there, you know, even though that coin can go down for a little while, you know, before it rises back up. Because that was one thing about Bitcoin. Bitcoin went up into a point where there were many people that made hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars off of that. But there were points where coin did go down. And the good thing about it, for those that were knowledgeable, they switched over to other coins and they waited for Bitcoin to rise back up again. And then when it started rising back up, that's when they jumped on it again. So these are just different ways that you can make money in cryptocurrency with the different coins. And it doesn't just have to do with Bitcoin. There are a number of new coins out there, or coins that have, you know, just been out there for the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. But the bottom line is, in those coins that you pick the right ones with, you can really double, triple, and quadruple your money as the coin starts to, you know, advancingly go up in value. And it's just a matter of, that's where, you know, Frank, you know, Hines and his people come in, because they'll give you, you know, the proper consultation on, you know, what coins would be the best ones to, you know, get involved with at this time. And then from there, when you do start to get involved with that, you'll start to see that this can be something that can really start to help improve the lives of, you know, people that, you know, want to get involved with the investing programs that exist that could really be very beneficial. And being that you'll have their counseling available, that would be great, because in so doing, you'll be able to see how it could really have a huge impact on your ability to get involved, and how your ability of getting involved, you know, through their counseling will definitely be able to make some serious money for you. Yeah. So anyway, these are things that, you know, will soon be discussed in more detail through Frank, and he'll go into showing us how it can be something that can definitely, you know, be a serious, you know, impact on helping our financial situation. Matter of fact, since it's 8, and you're supposed to come on 8 or 8.05, Brother Ron, do you see a new number on there yet?
Okay, 617.
Hello, 617. How you doing there? Yes, I'm on
okay.
Now.
Okay.
Oh, there
okay,
he is.
Okay, Brother Frank.
All
Thank right,
you.
Brother Frank.
How you doing, Brother Ben?
To see that you, yeah, excelente, brother. Yeah, so
hey.
I'm glad to see that you made it on, and now you can explain your program and how it works and how people can benefit from it and how you guys can counsel them and show them how they could really start to see a great amount of money coming to them.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, first of all, I just want to say gratefulness to you for making sure that I came on the program tonight and I have a chance to speak to your people. I know you value them greatly. And I'm just privileged to be able to share. I'm unworthy, I was actually just kind of give you a little background about myself, and then I transition into why I'm doing what I'm doing. Again, my name is Frank. Last name is Hines. I grew up in a small town in a small state called Arkansas. And yet I had a vision and a heart instilled by my dad and my mom, who went to historically black colleges. And at that time, that was the only thing that was available to them. But because of the civil rights era, I was able to go to Harvard, where I majored in economics. And I enjoyed economics. I enjoyed economic theory. And one of the things that God did was he called me into the ministry, kind of an unusual circumstance, but God did. And I was a missionary in Kingston, Jamaica, and I helped serve in a church, or start help reinstitute a church that was 30 members when I first started. Now it grew from 30 to about 700, using some of the principles that I'm going to be teaching or sharing with you guys tonight. And now, because of that, it went from 30 to 700, saw a lot of lives change. Of course, Boston was very much prejudice and racism. They drew a red line, but I was fortunate enough to be with a group called NACA, which instituted home buying. And so very much a lot of people, I taught about 100 people how to buy property. Several became millionaires because of the teachings, and they took those things to heart. And I believe, if anybody doesn't hear anything I got to share tonight, that we are in the precipice of the greatest wealth transfer in the history of mankind. Let me say that again. The beginning stage of the greatest wealth transfer in the history of mankind. Now, of course, I'm African-American, and I love my people, and I also love our Latino brothers and sisters, and also our Asian brothers and sisters, as well as I love the general community and their friends. But my primary focus for what I'm doing and why I'm doing this is to help what we call the emerging markets, basically close the wealth gap that exists in our communities today. And I believe in our people so much. They're the most talented people. And yet, many times, we hear great ideas about how to invest. And I have my own story. You know, as a kid, we had Walmart. And when we were traveling from my little small town of Camden to Little Rock, which is about 100 miles away, every little city had Walmart that went up. And I tried to tell my mom, why don't you invest in Walmart? Now, I'm not trying to say I was a know-it-all, but my mom decided to go with a traditional way of investing, and that was to put her money in a CD. Well, you probably know CDs only get about 3% on average. So, yes, my mom put some money away. It was on a CD. But if she would have put that same amount into Walmart, you know, today I would have been a millionaire, a multimillionaire, just from that alone. So it does matter how you invest, and it does matter what you invest in. At one time, Walmart was probably a great investment. It's probably not a good investment today. At one time, the housing industry was a great investment. It probably isn't the best investment today because obviously all of the equity has been squeezed out of it, and it may take 20, 30 years before you get back your principal / increase in equity. So today's play, minus the preferred stocks that you know, are in the cryptocurrency space. Now, in that cryptocurrency space, it does carry its challenges, and yet the opportunities, because I believe as a man of God, God called me in the ministry in 1985, that this is our opportunity I've been praying for many, many years. How are we as a people going to close that wealth gap that has so much consistently been in there? And I know that a lot of people have not been exposed to this. And so my partner, me and him had many years we talked about it as we putting together a plan to help out our community. And about a month and a half ago, he came to me and he says, Frank, what do you think about us investing in a cryptocurrency exchange and you directing the program? And we have education, we have teaching facilities that help people. I said, that sounds great. Then he came back because he has some serious connections with some people on Wall Street with serious money. And he says, well, I've negotiated a $100 million line of credit, and here's how I'm proposing to use it. So I was like, okay, let's figure out how we can tap into that and bring that to the average person so that they can benefit from the cryptocurrency space. Now, as you know, the cryptocurrency space has been very volatile. That means one day it's very low, and it goes up, and it comes back down. And that's kind of what you were describing with Bitcoin. Now, if you bought Bitcoin for pennies, and it shot up at one time, it was $60,000. Now it has pulled back to about $40,000. Now, obviously, 60 is better than 40. However, would you be upset that you spent pennies and now that same coin you bought for a penny is now worth $40,000? Probably not. Now, of course, you wanted 60, you wanted more. Now, here's the great thing to know for the people who are out there, and this inspires me. Even though Bitcoin is now at $40,000, it is predicted to go up to $1 million per coin. So there's plenty of play still in Bitcoin alone. And you can become a millionaire, a multimillionaire, just even if you buy, it's called two strategies. You buy and hold, or you buy the dip. So if you just understood those two strategies alone and you stuck with Bitcoin, you would be a multimillionaire. Now, what we specialize in, RST is the name of the company, short for Royal Swiss Trade Union and Capital Trust, what we call the RST. We have unlocked some of the things, and a lot is still to be revealed. Now, it is predicted that 818,000 millionaires be made from the cryptocurrency space alone. And my goal is that we as the emerging market have a good share of that amount. Well, what is that going to teach? Going to happen, excuse me. How is that going to happen? It takes a lot of teaching. It takes a lot of educating. It takes a lot of re-education, because many of us are afraid of entering into the capital markets. This forces each and every one of us. And I do want to say this for the audience, is that one day that the paper dollar that we have today will be replaced. So digital currency will be the only game in town. My job, shall you let me, is to persuade you to enter that market early. And you have what's called first mover's advantage. And so I want to help each and every person capitalize on it. And I went back to my friend, who's my business partner, and I said, what can we offer the people? What can we help them to overcome their fears? Now, the biggest thing about investing is, yes, you can lose on the short term. And if you would have bought Bitcoin, not at the pennies, because everyone who bought the pennies are rejoicing, $1,000 mark. But let's say the person who bought at, who didn't buy the dip, who bought the increase, and let's say they bought at the highest, $60,000. Now, if you would interview them today, they'd be crying. They'd be whining. They'd be like, this Bitcoin thing is a joke. Now, what they don't realize, and they will sell. And they will sell out at the 40. Even though they bought at 60, they will sell out at the 40 and lose $20,000. And they'll be mad and angry, and they say, this doesn't work. If they just stuck in there and did their research and understood what's about to happen in the cryptocurrency space, they would understand that the Bitcoin, even at $60,000, even at a loss of $20,000 today, is still a great buy. And here's the reason why. Right now, the governing body for cryptocurrency is the SEC. And so literally, you can invest in cryptocurrency, and it's going to get exciting because the SEC just ruled that, yes, there are going to be some guidelines and guideposts for cryptocurrency. Now, what has what's about to transpire is that there's been a lot of what's called institutional money. Institutional just means pension funds. Basically, people who where they make money, hedge funds. They're holding millions, if not trillions of dollars in these hedge funds, in these pension funds that are going to be released in the cryptocurrency space. So I'm trying to say, okay, let's try to get ahead of that amount of money, which automatically drives the coins up in price. So this is the best time. This is the greatest time to participate in the wealth transfer that's happening globally. And the good thing about it is a lot of us who have relatives in other countries, they'll be able to participate and benefit. So I have programs designed to that. I'm going to share this, and then I'm going to let you ask me questions, which will help, because I know I missed a lot. The way the program works is very simple. You start off with as little, as much as you can. If you start with $100, that's fine. You start off with $1,000, that's fine. Now, you get to pick your coin. We don't pick your coins for you. We have coins we could suggest, but yet we don't want to tell anybody what to do. Our responsibility is to help you once you get in. Now, when you first get in, we will give you what's called copy trades. I mean, you can copy the traders who are more advanced and more successful. Now, not only will we do that, we will give you education. So we will teach you all about cryptocurrency. We'll teach you a major subject, and that's called alt, A-L-T coins, altcoins. Any coin that is not in the cryptocurrency space is not Bitcoin, it's called altcoin. And there are many different coins that are coming out, and some that are already out. You know, some are household names you know today. Of course, 20 years ago, who knew of Ethereum? Who knew of Bitcoin? Who knew of Solana? You know, who knew of Dogecoin? All these were names that no one knew. But yet, people are making money because they know how to invest successfully in those things. So we teach you, we train you, and we say open. We try to open your mind. See, the human mind is like a parachute. If it's closed, you know the situation. If it's open, you can do great things. So our job is to open your mind. Now, once you successfully invest and have $3,500 in your personal wallet, it's like your digital wallet. It's very similar to your wallet you have in your purse or in your back pocket if you're a man. With that $3,500, you have shown that you know what you're doing, that you have stuck with the exchange, and you have that. Then you get to apply having $100,000 line of credit. Now, how instrumental is that? Well, it's instrumental because with that, you would be given robots on average about 10% per month. So if $100,000 and 10%, that's $10,000. Now, of course, when you have funds that are not your own, you have to pay a rental fee. And the rental fee is about 20%. So if you do that amount, $1,000 for the rental fee. Well, you pay $2,000, but you make $10,000. You subtract $10,000 minus $2,000, and you pocket $8,000 a month. Now, you go at that particular point, you keep doing it if you prefer to, or you take your money and go. If you want to do it again, you re-sign up again, and you're given that same opportunity. Then you move into what is my company, and the reason why I'm excited is because my company is 3genwealthbuilder.com. That's my web address. But three centuries or three layers of wealth building. And the Bible says use your money to build wealth for your children's children. So it's exciting because not only do we get to supply your needs, but we also want to make enough money to supply our children's children. That's a little bit of what we do. We have a secular program, so if you're not spiritual, you don't want to adopt the spiritual principle, but these are based on God's laws of commerce. These are proven, and the reason why we know they're proven is because the Jews are the most financially astute ethnicity in the history of mankind. And a lot is because they follow God's laws of commerce. Now, me being an economics major from Harvard, I make those things known to you, and my job is to try to make them very simple and very plain. So use that money to build wealth, which is one of the great wealth builders in America, which is real estate. Another successful wealth builder in the United States is you own your own business. So for those of you who have thought about owning a business, or maybe you have worked for a company for many years and you know a niche product that you feel like need to be funded, you can bring it to us. We can work with you. You can start your company. And instead of you basically working for the company, use the company to work for you and your family. And then the third thing is inheritance vehicles. We want to teach you how to pass on your wealth tax-free to the next generation. And the goal would be, unlike you and I, who had to work every day, or had to choose a profession to make money, then your kids and their kids don't have to make that choice. They can choose to major in something they love. They instantly have a family business that can support their lives. We suggest you have a house that's paid off. You give them a house, so they have a place to stay, and a business, $1 million interest in the building, in the business, and you teach them the inheritance vehicle, and some we'll recommend and some you'll find on your own. And the beauty of this is that we all work together to basically empower our community. And because we're community-based, I believe that we as people of color have so much to give, and yet we don't have it to give. We don't have it to give to our next generation. And this way we can't say the man held us back. Well, we hold back ourselves because we refuse to participate in a great wealth builder. So that's my heart. My goal, if you let me, is to help you build wealth, starting with whatever. It could be $10. There are altcoins that you can buy for pennies on the dollar. It could be $100. It could be $1,000. You choose whatever level you want to go in. We'll put together a strategy so that each person is successful. And if you stick at this long enough, if you persevere, you will get to where you want to get to. You heard that saying, it doesn't matter where you start, it's where you finish. So this is a great opportunity for people of emerging markets to start with little to nothing and yet build incredible wealth. So that's my heart, Brother Ben. I know your heart is to help out our community as well, and I appreciate your show so much. And through the years, I followed you. So I'm very grateful that you asked me to be on and to share a little bit about what we're doing here at Three Generational Wealth Builders and my new partner, RST. So that's my heart, and if you have anything you want to share from there or questions, please feel free.
Yes, indeed, my brother. Well, I'm glad to see that you made it on the show, and you shared some good information here. That's really great. So in getting involved with your program, as you said, you could come in at a low end, just putting in, $10 or $20 or $50 into buying different coins. And also, is there a monthly payment, or is there something where you just focused on being a member in the program by signing in? How does that work, in regards to joining you guys and getting involved in your program?
Okay. Excellent question. Thanks for asking. Well, here's the good news. You might invest $10 and you might wait 3 months. That's fine. We're not trying to make you do anything. Now, the only thing we will try to do, only because I have a personal incentive to try to help you, because I believe that a lot of this institutional money will be pulling in the next 3 to 4 months. So the only thing you would feel for me would be a plea to you for your own sake, not my sake, but for your sake. But there is no monthly quota. There is no monthly fee. There is no monthly anything. All we ask you to do is to participate in our exchange, and we monitor what you're doing, and we ask you certain questions, because obviously you have a relationship with me. I am the program director. I work with RST, and my goal is to get you qualified for the $3,500 so you get the $100,000 line of credit. Now, your money's at risk will be only the money that you have put into the exchange. But I don't anticipate any losses, only because of where we're headed in the cryptocurrency space. So you won't be liable. We will hold your hand, shall I say, if you want to do it. We will get you to understand. All we'll ask you to do is to read and to learn for yourself so you gain confidence. However, we will not require that you have to put additional funds in. If you want to see how they run, we do encourage you to put more in, but that's not something you have to do. No quotas, no anything. Put yours in, see how it grows. Learn, grow with us, and we grow with you. And most importantly, we are concerned about your children's children. Are we concerned about you? Of course we are. But that's our ultimate goal, is to provide a means by which our children's children can benefit and start with small amounts of money. So I hope that answers your question.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. Well, Brother Ron, did you have anyone else right now that
all the mics are open right now. What's the gentleman's last name?
Hines, H-I-N-E-S, Hines, Frank Hines.
I wanted to ask you, if I may, but all mics are open, people. You may chime in and ask questions. All the mics are open as well. I just wanted to ask, to my understanding, America is going from fiat system to a quantum finance system.
Correct.
And they have developed I think it's like a coin or something of that nature. Bank of America sort of made a early last year. Bank of America told everybody this coin is coming out, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not a lot of deep details about the structure of how the government is going, but, you know, just some preliminary stuff. But from your estimation, you know, in terms of your knowledge of this whole thing, is that going to enhance cryptocurrency? Is it going to, you know, is it going to be competitive to it? It's going to be supportive? You know, it's going to make it better? It's going to be in competition? Or how do that whole thing goes?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. That's a very complicated thing. Now, I'm going to share a little bit of theory, but I'm trying to keep it as practical as possible, okay? Now, every country that has its own equivalent to what we call the dollar, because you have the pound or the sterling, you have the yuan, which is what China has, you have multiple different currencies that currently trade on the Forex. And the only reason why we haven't gone to digital currency, which you've probably heard about this for a long while, is because the challenge to the American dollar being the global currency has been BRICS. And so that's why you've heard about it, and they've been hesitant to pull the trigger on this, because we know that people hate insecurity, and also there doesn't want to be a run on the banks. So those are the two things that are kind of holding it back. Now, everything is going to digital currency. In fact, there's been a reduction in the amount of paper money that's even in our economy today. So, yes, this will happen. When the transition happens, we don't know. It probably will happen within the next year, most likely. But my goal is to put us ahead. So whether it happens or not, whether Bank of America, which has their own coin, and you see all these banks are pushing their own coin. Now, the more usage you have, the more your coin is worth. And that's why even in the previous Olympics that was held in China, everything had to be paid for in yuan, not dollars. And that's what BRICS is going at right now. And so all I'm trying to say, yes, there's a lot of political fighting that's going on, wrangling that's going on, and yet slowly but surely the whole world is changing to digital currency, whether it be the yuan, whether it be the dollar, or these cryptocurrency that you hear about, Bitcoin, and all kind of got kicked off, even engaged even higher during COVID. Because at that time, you know, you couldn't go out, you couldn't exchange. Now, these are digital wallets that are in your total 100% control. It's not like someone controls your money. You control it. Now, that's a challenge to most Americans because we're used to the Federal Reserve getting on there, saying interest rates are, and they control the flow of money. It changes. It totally changes. So what I'm saying is get ahead of that. So do I know? No, no one knows. If everybody had a crystal ball and knew exactly when, I mean, you can make trillions of dollars. Well, let's make our millions now with what we have. Now, if that changes and hits, what is not only the Bank of America going to have their own coin, there's a dollar going to have their own coin, there's several different banks that proponing their own coins, and there are multiple coins that are on the market. And so, literally, it's still the wild, wild west, but yet there's more, shall we say, structure even in the cryptocurrency space. And that's evident by the SEC. So I would encourage you to just start looking up digital dollars. Pay attention to the SEC. Pay attention to what they allow and what they don't allow. Because, as you know, 25% of the wealth of the world is contained here in the United States. So we're still the big dogs, but yet we're slipping, and China is trying to catch up, and China is trying to change over to the yuan. So there's a lot of wrangling that's going on. Even this whole fight that's in the Middle East is going on. It's more of a, instead of a physical fight, it's going to be a digital fight. So how it goes, no one knows. Let's take advantage of it. Now, remember, more millionaires were created during the Depression than it was any time else in the American history. Now, a lot of people lost their shirts, but a lot of people gained. So we have a situation like there's a lot of insecurity, a lot of volatility that's in the market. This is the best time, and I have to encourage everyone, this is the best time to get into the market, but let's get into the market intelligently. I don't want anyone buying at the highest point, 60,000, like if you were and didn't know what you were doing. Follow the hoopla, got on the Bitcoin wave, bought Bitcoin with 60,000, and it pulled back to 40,000. You'll be all mad at me today. Well, let's be smarter in that situation. Let's try to buy the dip. Let's try to buy when it's 40 and it goes up substantially so that everyone's happy. So that's kind of a nutshell of what we have going on in our political climate today that affects our economic climate. But irregardless of that, we still must get involved, and we as people of color must sit back and question and say, no, I'm going to wait. And I wish my mom would have invested in Walmart when I was a kid. And that's what we're all about, making sure our children are set up. But also, too, I think we have enough of a caveat in it that you would be very happy. You know, if you're making $8,000 a month, you know, you got to decide, is that something you'd be interested in? If it's not, okay, then don't. Now, obviously, my business partner has negotiated a $100 million line of credit with Wall Street. Now, I will petition him to go back for more. So $100,000 is just the first line of credit that you can acquire. There will be higher amounts. So for those of you out there who think $8,000 is not enough for you every month, okay, let's go up to the big leagues and understand, let's make calculated investments benefit not only you, but your kids and their kids and their kids. And so therefore, we want to build what's called generational wealth. So I hope that that answers some of your questions.
So the initial, for the $8,000 a month, the initial investment would be how much?
Well, you start with a little as $100. You get to follow the copy traders. Now, cumulatively, you have to get up to $3,500. That's the benchmark that's been set. Okay? Now, we're not trying to make anybody here, overnight sensation, even though you can. But yet we're trying to build steady wealth, wealth you can count on. So the next price break will be $3,500. So you start up with $100, start up with $1,000, and it might grow to a substantial amount that Brother Ben was talking about before I came on. And then once it does, you alert me. You say, Frank, I reached that point of $3,500. And then we get you that line of credit, and you move forward from there. Now, there are multiple other programs I'll introduce you to. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Sorry to cut off your train of thought. So the initial investment into the Bitcoins is different from the $100 million, $100,000 credit line. Is that true, or they work together, or how do the credit line from your partner, the Wall Street $100 million the credit line that he has, will supplement the investment in the Bitcoins, or can you invest in that differently?
You can invest in all different kinds of coins. I just use Bitcoin as an example because that's the one that everybody knows about, and it's very much the lead dog in the cryptocurrency space. Okay, so you could invest, let's say, for instance, you said, I want to invest in Dogecoin. It's up and down, but that's the coin you choose. Now, Ethereum, 6 months ago, it was selling for $1,000. Now it's over $2,000. So that's the kind of gain that we're talking about. Now, there are other altcoins, A-L-T, altcoins, that are pennies on the dollar. So let's say, for instance, you did some research. Now, of course, AI, artificial intelligence, is a big field. So let's say you found a AI company that you felt strongly about. Well, it's only probably now maybe dollars, maybe pennies on the dollar. You go in the digital wallet. Each coin has its own address. You hold that in your digital purse, your digital wallet, which is very much similar to your own personal wallet. Only you have access to that. I don't. No one else does. So you don't have to invest in Bitcoin. We just use that as an example. It could be altcoins that you choose. It could be name coins that you choose, like Ethereum. It could be Solana. It could be Cardano. It could be Bitcoin. You choose however route you want to go. Now, you follow the copy trades. And then also, too, I look forward today to giving each person a robot. Now, those robots, unlike us, they don't sleep. And so they're constantly looking for that benefit. And so you might make 10% 1 month, 12% the next month, 18%, or you might make as little as 6%. It all depends on what the market is at that particular point. But you're guaranteed that no trade will be made with the robots unless they make money. Okay? Or you might have your own algorithm. I don't know. I'm not trying to tell you what you need to do. I will give you suggestions, but yet you are in power or you're in control of your financial destiny. So if you do research and you say, hey, this particular gentleman, a company is going to make a lot of money and I want to put my money on that, okay, that's fine. You go in, you successfully sell your coin, you take your profit, and you put it on the coin you feel better, or you diversify and you invest so much in multiple different coins. So there's multiple different strategies to make money in the particular digital market. So it's not one size fits all, it's multiple strategies. You just need a cumulative of 3,500, where it could be all in Bitcoin, it could be in Ethereum and Bitcoin, it could be Dogecoin, Bitcoin and Ethereum, or Cardano or Solana or any of the major coins, or it could be, okay, you show value in even your AI coin. I know the bit coming up going to be big today. You know, who knew about, well, we talked about it, but who, no coins were out in the AI world until the last few months, and they're developing more. So you might make money in that world. All we're trying to do is unlock your mind. Don't spend your money on all these other things. Now, another caveat that's been put on the table is that we'll guarantee your principal. So if you put in $100, you know you'll get $100 at the end of the year, minimally. Now, our goal is that, you know, obviously we'll take 100 to, you name it, 1,500, 100 to 2,000, 1,000, you know, whatever, $100, or whatever amount you want to make that makes it. But once you get the 3,500, that's when you get the line of credit. So I hope that clarifies that as best I can.
So you're saying that if a person comes up with 35 or more, they'll have access to the Bitcoin investment and the $100,000 credit?
Well, you choose or not whether you want to do the Bitcoin tonight, but you will have access to the $100,000 line of credit. So with that $100,000 line of credit, okay, you might decide you want to buy Bitcoin. You want to put $20,000 on Bitcoin. You want to put $20,000 on Ethereum. You want to put $20,000 on some unknown coin that we might not know about. But yet, we have suggestions. And so the robots, basically, well, the ones you choose will help you to make that $10,000 that we talked about. And so with that, you owe 20%.
Oh, I see. So you're saying you can go straight to the investment, the credit line piece, and convert back to the Bitcoins, the purchased Bitcoins at the same time?
Yes. Now, what we try to do is we try to encourage everyone, not that we can't start you at 3,500, but that you show us that you're committed to following the instructions. Because what happens to a lot of people, they become rogue or what's called mavericks. And we want to make sure that you make money. We don't want you to lose anything. And so we practice safe money concepts. Now, if you have 3,500 and you've shown that you're responsible and that you work with us, because we got to realize we have a risk as well. So we want to make sure that we protect my partner, because he has to go to his Wall Street people. Because remember, they're trying to make money too. And there's a whole way they're making money, even if this, you know, to them, $100,000 is a small amount. $100 million is a small amount. Now, when they start getting up into the billions, which is where I want to take the program, because I want to make sure that everybody has access to it. Now, I know there'll be a few all-stars, but we want to make sure that everybody who wants to have access will, and that there's teaching and training for every person. So, yes, you can diversify. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, other than your investment, any other requirements for the $100,000 credit line?
No, you just, you know, like I said, we're about building family, you know? And so all we ask you to do is, in the conventional world, they call it seasoning. So let's say, for instance, you're going to buy a real estate property. You have to ask for a keyword called seasoning. Normally, that's about 3 months. Well, we're not requiring 3 months of seasoning. We're just saying you show interest in what we're doing as we show interest in what you're doing, and we work together. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
I'm not trying to say if you went to a bank and they say, okay, let's say, for instance, you had borrowed funds. You can't go to the closing with borrowed funds. So in other words, you have to have what's called seasoned funds. So it has to be in your bank under your name for 3 months. Now, when I bought my first property, okay, because it had to be seasoned, I borrowed $2,000 from my father-in-law. I borrowed $2,000 from my mom. So they had to be in the bank, and they had to see it under my name for 3 months.
Yes.
Once they saw it in my name for 3 months, it fit their requirement, and so therefore they gave me a loan. And because I bought a three-family, I was able to recoup a lot of the money that I put down pretty quickly. Now, instead of putting that money in his pocket, I gave my father-in-law his $2,000. I gave her $2,000, my mom, and they both were very happy. I gave them a little bit extra, of course, for interest, but they were happy. So it was a successful transaction. That's what we want each person to experience with three generational wealth builders. That's what we want to experience when you're buying cryptocurrency. Now, after you do this and you're successful, the doors fly wide open for you. So you get to choose to do it again, or you say, hey, I made $8,000. That's more than I made in a long while. I'll just stay there. Now, do I believe that's the wisest move to take? No. But again, it's your decision. It's your money. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All mics are open. Anybody want to chime in?
Well, I did have a question for Frank. So in regard to getting that that 100,000 credit line, is there certain things that you're looking at? Are you looking at it from a business credit, or are you looking at it from a personal credit, you know, perspective in order to get that?
Okay, great. Well, first of all, there's no credit required. You can have what we call lousy credit, below 620, or you can have up to 800. I don't care. We will not check your credit. We will never ask you for your credit. So this is not a business. This is not a qualifying for a loan, a conventional loan that you would do if you went to the bank. You know, they look for the three C's, credit and capacity, okay? And they also look for, do you have credibility? That is, does the property have credibility? So those are things they're looking for. We're not looking for those things. We're taking you for who you are and what you are. The only money that we're saying you need to come up with is some earnest money that you want to put in. It could be $10. It could be $100. It could be $1,000. I don't know. Now, once you gain confidence in what you're doing, because remember, it's your account. It's not our account. It's your account. You have 100% control. Once you get to $3,500, then that's when you get the $100,000 credit. And the amount you can lose will be the only amount that you have invested into the account. So we try to put you in a no-lose situation. So hypothetically, if you started with 100 and you followed the copy trade and you managed to go all the way up to 3,500, okay, obviously the amount of money you have at risk would be $100 for your initial investment. Now, my partner would guarantee you $100 for a year. Now, it shouldn't take you that long to go from $100 to $3,500. But again, it's what you choose to invest in. Now, if you invest in something like Ethereum, okay, we don't know. We don't have a crystal ball. But let's take historically return. Let's just say doubled in 4 months, or 6 months, shall we say. Well, you have $100, might go to $200. But then you might, in the middle of that, you go like, oh, this thing is growing here. It's making money. Let me put another $100. Let me put another $200 in. Okay, and then that's when it starts to really multiply. So the more money you have in of your own personal money, the more it multiplies. Now, I'm in the midst of developing a system because I want to do, it's not a multi-level marketing kind of thing, but yet because we want to do this as a family, then possibly your family could start an investment club. And similar to the SUSU, you contribute, each person contributes $100, hypothetically. And you had 10 members of your family who did that. 10 times 100, that's 1,000. Well, 1,000 double in 4 months is 2,000. So you're only $1,500 away. Well, wait another 4 months, hypothetically, well, you're at the threshold, and then your investment group has $100,000 line of credit, and then you guys get to vote and choose what you want to put down. So there's many different ways to skin the cat. So my goal is to create generational wealth where each person doesn't have to go to a bank or doesn't have to go to an institutional to get money. And we, so many of our people are handicapped because they majored in something that they can't get a job in, and they're working in these jobs, and they barely or can't even afford to pay their student loans. And because they can't pay their student loans, they can't get any government money to start their own business. And so the credit goes down, and it's a spiraling concept. We're trying to prevent that. And so we have a program that is specifically designed, which I'll be have even more perfected, where I'll be teaching the students of our historically black colleges how to come out of college with no debt, how to fund their college. Of course, I'm a part of the Ivy League, so I'll be teaching those as well. And what I will do is I will partner with many people, and I will help them because, like I said, we're committed to them as a family. We're not independent. So we'll work with you. We're a family-oriented company. My son is with me, my two boys, and I'm excited about that. And I want to present a father who works with their sons in a business concept, and they're successful, and yet we want to teach many others because, like I just said, we're some of the most talented people in the world. We just need opportunity. This gives each person an opportunity in ways that they never thought of before. And my partner is very connected, and they believe in what we're doing, and we have certain things that we're doing on the background to create confidence in what we're doing. So we're going to ask everyone to guard this as if it's your own money, because the more successful we are, the more people we can empower. So my goal is to empower thousands of families, and you know people in your community who need this yesterday. So we all got to work together. So it's not just your wealth building, but you got to realize that you're not in competition with them. In fact, the more people that come into the market, the coins rise in value, which only benefits you. So this is a self-beneficial system. So the more people we have come in, it doesn't take away from you. It only enhances your growth. So everybody can be rich, everybody can be successful, and everyone can have generational wealth building. That is my goal.
I want to ask you that because I run an African American Independence Day organization developing economic opportunities in the black and African American community. And I want to ask you that you have Pacific banks that you deal with that, you know, friendly or usable or, you know what I'm saying? Certain banks work certain ways for certain purposes, right? So if you're serving a certain community, you kind of develop, you know, opportunities on the financial level. Sometimes more, some banks are more friendly than others. Sometimes some banks work very nicely with the menu like you set up. You have Pacific banks or just any bank is good?
Well, here's the good news. We are dealing with monies that are far superior to your local banks. Your local banks are only concerned, literally, convincing about one thing. and that is making money. To do that, they have certain what's called community investment requirements. Some of your banks are more friendlier than others at doing that and more grassroots, which you've probably been able to tap into. Well, the good news is that we are superior to the banks. And so because Wall Street is favorable, because Wall Street as well understand and realize $100 million is peanuts, excuse the expression here, is peanuts compared to $3 billion. This is just one situation that we located. Now think about billions versus $100 million. That's nothing. Now, we're not used to dealing with this, but these are the kind of people that we're trying to negotiate with. These are the people who give the banks money. These are people who are above the Federal Reserve, you know, because each bank has what's called a reserve requirement, and they lend money, and they lend money that way. Now, will we be dealing with those particular banks or institutions that do that? We will down the line, but we're actually dealing with higher money and more money than your banks are dealing with. So it's a whole different concept than most people are willing to deal have at the level they're dealing with. Now, we have been shut out of the major money-making part of the market. So, yes, they might give us $100,000. But if they're having you pay back $100,000, you better believe they're making $300,000 to $400,000 off your $100,000. Now, that kind of blows us away. Well, what do you mean? Well, they give you a car payment, okay, because we're used to doing things on a smaller scale. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever money you pay in there, they're making five times that amount. So, yes, they're our friends, and yet, at the end of the day, they're focused on putting money, it's a capitalistic system. Now, you just have to know how to tap into it, that's all.
I'd like to make a statement, please.
Go for it.
During the Depression, if you go back to our history, in some states, who was really surviving? The small black towns. Their money, their stores doing business with one another. There were several stores, several types of businesses, and they were trading with one another. They kept the wildcatters and the small oil companies afloat because they would come to these small black banks to get loans where they couldn't get them from their own people. As far as the community banks were concerned, that community money was a secret for many, many years, you know, until the maybe 80s, 70s or 80s, was secret to us. And we didn't know we had access to those type of funds, you know, to build our businesses. SBA, which, you know, some people benefited from, but it was to a point, one of the worst plans for us. The books were about 5 inches thick, and you needed a CPA to read them, and so on. So we didn't get into that a lot because we couldn't afford the lawyers or the CPA to come and read them. I know I had to go over them, and so on. So this, Mr. Frank, this sounds really, really good, especially in the situation that we're in now. Okay, the proof is not only in the pudding, but in the eating of the pudding.
Right.
And so on. So as I am able, I will definitely be involved in the program. And Dr. Ben?
Yes, sir, brother. Still here.
Yes. If you bring me another program, I'm going to kiss you. I'm saying this on the air.
On the forehead.
I hope he's not like Italian, the kiss of death.
So I'm glad to hear from you, Brother Frank.
Thank you.
And Dr.
Okay,
Ben. And the other one other thing. If you go online, you have all these black designers, you know, that make money in the industry, some leaning up toward the white industry, anything that we do, because we are an extremely intelligent and motivated people at
right.
birth. The first thing you hear about it is on the news.
Mm-hmm.
And some people who grab them up, like an 11-year-old now who's a millionaire, they grab them up and we never see them again. You know, and their minds are indoctrinated with it. I'm not saying they shouldn't make money or anything else like that. But we should also keep track and look to invest and find out who they are and purchase from them ourselves. You know, there's a construction company, one construction company of the year, last year or the year before, all black. You know, that's it. They didn't come from Turner or Santa Fe or any of those companies that we had in the 60s, in the 70s, or in the 80s when I got into the industry.
Right.
And so on. And they had a focus to do something. We need to support the people like that, find them, support people like that, open up these stores again, and, you know, and go forward.
Ben?
Yeah, still here,
Ben.
My brother.
You know, it's a final analysis. The time frame.
Yeah.
Right, it's about this time. It's true, brother.
Okay.
Well, all I can say at this point is thank you, Frank, for coming on and joining us and to share that information. And
sure.
It's about that time when we got to say adios and amigos to everybody. So y'all have
come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been?
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's got to get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better.
Your heart.